The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. Our text for this morning is the 85th Psalm. We heard the first verse of this psalm when Paul sang the so-called introit or entrance chant just a few moments ago. There was a time in the church's history when the entire psalm would be sung for the introit, but in more recent times only the first verse of the psalm is sung. But this is the text for my sermon, Psalm 85. Lord, thou hast been favorable unto thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered all their sin. Turn us, O God of our salvation, and cause thine anger toward us to cease. Wilt thou be angry with us forever? Wilt thou draw out thine anger to all generations? Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. Surely his salvation is nigh them that fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. As we heard Ted read the Old Testament lesson a few moments ago, those wonderful words from the book of Isaiah, I suspect that most all of us were thinking about Handel's wonderful musical settings of these words in the Messiah. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned. A voice cries in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. For the ancient Israelites who first heard these words, they were a word of promise that Israel's long exile in Babylon would come to an end, and that God would bring them back to their homeland. But when we consider these words in the light of Christ, we see in them God's gracious promise that the exile of the whole human race's estrangement from its Maker will be ended through Christ, for whom John the Baptist, the voice crying in the wilderness, would prepare the way. It's often difficult to date the time when any number of the Psalms were written. Some of them are by King David, but many of them, the time of their writing, the author is uncertain. But there seems to be a consensus that the 85th Psalm, which we're considering this morning, comes from the time of the return of the people of Israel from their long Babylonian captivity. Lord, thou hast been favorable to thy land. Thou hast brought an end to the captivity of Jacob. But that return from captivity had failed to meet the glowing expectations of the returning exiles. the delight which the people at first took in their deliverance from exile had then been tempered by bitter experience. And so we see in this psalm something of the already but not yet reality, which is so much at the heart of this Advent season. The Lord has already come, but he has not yet come again. So in this psalm, we do find joy at the end of captivity. As the psalmist prays, Lord, thou hast been favorable unto thy land. Thou hast brought back captivity of Jacob. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered all their sin. Yes, there is joy in this psalm, but at the same time, there is an acute sense of disappointment in their reduced circumstances and in their continuing sinfulness. Yes, exile is ended, but we're not yet fully at home. And so the psalmist prays, turn us then, O God of our salvation, and let thine anger cease from us. Wilt thou be angry with us forever? Wilt thou draw out thine anger to all generations? Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. In the plight of the returned exiles, and in their prayer, we sense something of our own disappointments, of our own disillusionments. Yes, we sense that special Advent awareness of the already but not yet of our salvation. Already but not yet. We are already reconciled to God through the finished work of our Savior. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled, as we'll sing at Christmas. We are already reconciled to God, already forgiven, and in that sense delivered from the exile of estrangement from our Maker, but not yet possessing the fullness of our redemption. Already, but not yet. Not only in this holy season of Advent, but also our whole life as Christians is lived in that tension of already, but not yet. And so we often find ourselves a bit like the disappointed band of exiles returned from Babylon, still experiencing something of the pangs of exile, the awkwardness of living with a self not yet perfectly conformed to our Maker's will, and never in any final sense able to call our transitory surroundings home. Already, but not yet. But this psalm doesn't end on a plaintive note, but in confident faith, as the psalmist goes on to pray, surely his salvation is near them that fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. In the grim days just before the exile in Babylon, the prophet Jeremiah had dared to proclaim the coming of a righteous branch of the house and lineage of David, a righteous branch who would bear the awesome name, the Lord, our righteousness. The righteous branch, the Lord, our righteousness. Now, how much Jeremiah and the believers of his day comprehended these words, we can't know with certainty. But we who live in the already of God's finished reconciling work in Christ, we know that these words refer to Jesus. For in him the Lord God Almighty has become flesh and dwelt among us, tabernacled, pitched his tent among us, the tent of the spotless humanity he took from Mary. The psalmist prays, mercy and truth are met together. St. John writes, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. And St. John's words about our Savior, full of grace and truth, are but the certain echo of the psalmist's words. Mercy and truth are met together. Mercy is God's grace, his forgiving love. Truth is God's utter dependability, his utter faithfulness to his promises. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. And as the psalmist goes on to say, truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Truth shall spring out of the earth, out of the lowly virgin's womb, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. The righteous Lord, the Lord who is our righteousness, the Lord who is our peace, the faithful Lord God who keeps his promises spoken through the prophets, who came in all humility to be our Savior, and who will come again in glory to be our judge and our Redeemer, and make all things new. For the time being, we live in the already but not yet of this Advent season of expectation and hope. For the time being, we live in the already but not yet of our whole life as Christians, already but not yet. We simply don't know when or precisely how the end will come. But we know him who is Alpha and Omega, who is the end, just as he is the beginning of all things, because he is the one through whom all things were made and are held in being. He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, and he is no stranger. He is Emmanuel, which means God with us, who was and who is and who is to come, our Savior. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.